Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Windy Pops. By the way, I've had people emailing to be unbanned. Don't email.
That is not how the process works, my
Don't
friends.
Email. You've got to click it in the chat or something. Right, now, we had. If we go to the spooky emails folder that I've created.
Yes.
Ella said, would you like to read this spooky story, Catherine? Why can't we? Yeah, go on. Hello,
have
hello.
Have you got some spooky music already?
Hello. Hello. There we go, that's what we want. I've got spooky music.
Do this.
Here we go.
At midnight, the night before my dad died, this clock sang at me. It's in his house. It had never done it before, and it's not done it since. As my mum's best friend point out, my mum had died in the house at midnight, formerly 4:15 a.m. at the hospital 12 years since. They had both told me the house was haunted, etc., but nothing much had happened there. Then we had alarm clocks start going that we didn't even know were here after my dad died.
We have video
Ev,
which we're going to open up. Hang on. I don't want to pause that. Pause, please. Here is the video Ev.
Don't get too scared.
Filmed in portrait, but for this
we'll let it go.
Time. I am right shit up now.
Yeah, me too. Proper brick in it.
0203 286 6370.
Keep those coming, it's not too late.
Spooky! It's a spooky night!
It's hot under there.
Oh!
Hello, guys! Hi, guys! It's me, Ian Lee! Spooky, spooky night. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. We've also had a
sweaty under there, right?
It's the latex. You know what it's like wearing latex, boily.
Yeah.
We've been sent another video. We'll do the other videos in a bit. Let's go to the phones. Claire, here we go. Here comes a spook. Here we go. Alistair's calling in.
Hello,
Alistair. Spooky Alistair.
Okay. That's killed the vibe.
Right,
just a minute. No rush, Alistair.
Hello.
No rush, mate.
Hello, how are you guys? I'm sorry I missed you last night. I did call, but you didn't call back.
You are, I'm surprised you weren't too busy. I'm surprised you weren't too busy listening to Harvest by Neil Young. A man needs a maid. There we go. Now he's got the T-shirt.
That's right. It is true. Not in that sense.
No.
But, yes, and you look absolutely fabulous tonight in your get-ups.
Thank you. I think I know which one you prefer, but that's the way life goes.
This
that's the way the cookie crumbles.
I like both, as you know.
Yes.
So,
can I and just everyone have making quick... jokes about me wearing a mask now, you're all timed out. What you got for us, Alistair?
Can I just have a quick moan before I launch into my scary story?
You moan away, buddy, of course.
Well, I was on a waiting list for 18 months for counselling, right?
Yeah.
And then it was my assessment interview today in Scunthorpe, of all places.
Oh, yeah. It's and, the only place in Britain that's got the C word in it.
Oh, wow, yes.
Yeah. And in some chat, sometimes if you send an email to something that's got a particularly strong filter and it's got the word Scunthorpe in it, it won't get through the filter. Can we type Scunthorpe in the chat here?
I wonder. Barry Pickles has just done it.
Has he done it? There we go. There we go. It works here. Go on, Alistair. You went to Scunthorpe, which I like. I like Scunny.
Well, I know you went there once with the rabbit hole.
We did a live show in Scunny.
I didn't know about you then, but I missed you that time. Anyway, so I went to this place. Because I'd forgotten that Scunthorpe's just been, North Lincolnshire Tier 2 since midnight.
You mean they don't have signs as you enter? There's not a fence up saying
"Turn
two.
Back, you're doomed."
So it was shut.
Oh.
So I didn't get my counselling interview. So I don't know. That's going to be delayed for how long this goes on, I guess. But
and no one told you.
Well, no. Things. A lot of people are going through a lot worse. So this is a worried well problem rather than anything. But I was a bit pissed off, I have to say.
Frida 101 says, can I video call? I'm having a Halloween party of one. Of course you can. As soon as you see this call finish, Skype in on TLNA or Skype now and I'll try and give you a call back in a bit.
Get in
there. Sorry about that, Alistair. That's the way it goes, unfortunately. Life, you know, is a bit crap sometimes. Can I just say, I'm training to be a counsellor. I'm halfway through my first term out of 5 terms. I'm going to be an excellent counsellor.
Can you do me?
No. Well, here's the thing. Here's the ethical issue I will face at some point, and I'm already considering it. Is it ethical for me to treat fans, for want of a better word,
probably
of
not.
The radio show?
No.
I don't think it is it?
No.
I don't think it is.
Have you done Paradox and Counter Paradox yet?
I haven't done Paradox. I haven't done the old P and CP yet. No, but I'm looking forward to it. Okay, but I don't think it'll be ethical for me to work with any of you lot.
No.
We're all mad anyway, so
exactly.
You wouldn't put you in a
charge pole. Exactly. I'm going to be an excellent counsellor. I'm looking forward to it. I love it. You sit down, figure, you go, right, you're going to get the counsellor's scythe, and you go, right, we've got 50 minutes. What would you like to
so
talk
I've
about
got,
the session today?
Well, do you want the scary story now? Or...
Yes, of course I do, mate.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Right. So, this refers back to me. You've got to imagine me when I was 15.
Oh, hang on. That's the wrong music. Sorry. Alistair's gonna tell us his scary story. Don't you worry, it might get a little bit hoary. We're gonna scream, we're gonna cry. But most of all, somebody's gonna die. Right. Oh, I've still got the echo on my voice. Sorry about that. Right, here we go. This is the scary music.
So imagine me when I'm 15.
Ah! Was that it?
Catherine, thank you. So I'm sitting at home on my own watching a film.
A Bluey?
And it's, of course, it's to do with the film. And it's a film called The Legend of Lizzie Borden. And with Samantha Montgomery in it, who was in Bewitched.
Oh, yes.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Elizabeth Montgomery, yes, sorry.
It was Samantha, yes.
And, but in part of the movie, I think it was when describing the family, how they treated her.
Yeah.
There was a lot of them forcing her to eat food that had gone off in 1800s, so it's pretty horrible stuff, and everyone was vomiting all over the place. And then you had the murders and everything. It was all very, very scary for me. And I was paralysed with fear, literally, throughout. Now, this normally wouldn't have happened because, you know, I grew up on Frankenstein and Dracula and all that, when I was 11 and 12.
Yes.
And then when I went to bed, I saw Lizzie Borden actually in my room coming for me. And I was so, so in fear that I messed the bed.
Yellow or brown?
It was yellow, I think.
That's a relief for everybody. So, yellow, brown, or white?
But yeah, and considering this is All Souls Night.
It's what? How dare you? What's your language? My kids are watching this.
All Souls Night celebration. I wanted to ask Judge Boyle a question. I know that you only do band, but I'm just being cheeky here. So I've got a theory that King Henry VIII's soul has been transported into Donald Trump's.
Oh, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
So you've got the misogyny, hatred of women, user of women.
The fear of cutlery. What has this got to do with Judge Boyle?
Because it's about souls. Judge Boyle can make a ruling.
Goodbye, Alistair.
Load of balls.
We're supposed to be on the international front page tonight, and I don't believe we are, with only 600 people watching. Only. Come on, man, what are you talking about? We're supposed to be on the international front page
Shall
tonight.
We check?
We were expecting thousands. I can't check because I can't log into my Twitch account on the old Compy Domp Domps.
One moment, please.
Welcome to the show. By the way, this is... Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here comes this spooky... Oh! Oh!
I got it up for you.
What are you supposed to be?
Check out the steam.
He does that all the time.
What have you got? What's making that smoke? I want one.
I've got my own personal steam.
I want a smoke machine.
I think it's a bit much, but you know.
And it's literally just you in that building, right?
Just me in my flat, yeah.
That is what it's all about, Frida. Well done. You're just wearing clothes, aren't you?
What do you mean, just wearing clothes?
Well, I can't. First of all, I thought you were like a vicar.
No.
But that's just like an Adidas T-shirt or something.
I've got an Adidas T-shirt on.
Yeah, it is. I thought it was a dog collar. And it's Adidas.
That's not some more steam.
I'm just terrified to know where that's coming from.
I think it's best we don't ask.
What is she?
Hey! There we go.
Here we go.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween, Frida. 0203-286-6370. Oh, yes, we can. Thank you for the subs. Are we on the front page?
Yeah, we are.
Well, how come we're doing so crap? I can't do it on my... I can't log in. Oh, this is going to be... I mean, we're still going to do the same old crap show we normally do. Don't worry. But I can't... They've got log in. But let me log into Twitch on here. It won't let me... That's not Twitch, is it? It won't let me log in. Let's go to Twitch, and you're going to see Limmy. I'm going to log in. Log in. Enter the code sent to you by text message or found in the Authy app.
Authy.
If you've lost your phone, please contact Twitch support. Well, let me request an SMS, but... I haven't got that phone number that it would go to. So... How? Oh, Jesus. I'm locked out of my Twitch account. forever. It means doing a raid is going to be tricky, but not impossible. So I'm going to say, Twitch support, I've lost my phone number, please.
And I am streaming. Please help.
Well, they won't do it now.
Send help.
Twitch offers... this is fun, isn't it? Twitch offers... well, I don't need to. I'm logged in here. There must be a way to change my phone number on Twitch. Does anyone know how to do it? Please. For the love of all that is holy or unholy in this world. Right, how do you do it? Why have we only got 670 viewers if we're on the front of the world page?
Maybe something big's going off.
We're going off.
Rapidly.
So tired this week, man. I'm so tired. College yesterday, got the boys today, and we've had a really quite lazy day playing a lot of, what do you call it? VR. Yeah, but Matty, it won't let me log into that because I haven't got the phone number. I can't log into that link. I can do it in here, actually. Hang on.
Oh, here we go.
Hang on. And then we're going to go to our first guest.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about our first guest? Who we got? Hang on. No, don't. Security. Disable two-factor authentication. Well, I'm not going to disable it. That would be ridiculous. Because then anyone could hack in, couldn't they? Oh, Jesus. I can't disable it because they're going to send me a text. How do I change the phone number? That link does not work, Matthew. How do I change the bloody phone number? Oh, hang on. That's the email. We're screwed. We can never... I mean, oh, geez. Who's our first guest, Catherine?
Linda.
Okay, and what? Tell me about Linda. What's
Linda
going
Zimney
on?
Linda Zimney, I found in chat. It's fate. You won't have read it yet because unless you are like me, one of the chosen few who have a subscription and has already received the December edition.
That's your Christmas present for this year as well.
It's good by me. The finest paranormal publication in the land. Linda is in there under the freaky true life heading. We're going to let her tell you her story. And there are two stories, actually. One when she was a child. Nope. When she was a pregnant mother-to-be, on both occasions, she will terrify you.
Are you going to do that not that annoying voice the whole time?
I'm doing it.
Quietly. Don't need to fill.
Is she there?
No. But why? When have we ever?
Because I thought I'm introducing her, and then we're waiting for her to arrive.
Well, no, you.
So I was doing this voice.
Right.
I'm also tantalising. This is my tantalising voice. What's the
Jesus Christ! I pity any lover that you might have nobbed. That's my tantalising voice.
God.
Here we go.
Now, be nice because she's nervous. She's never done anything like this before.
I'm always nice.
Well.
There we go. I haven't done anything like this before.
Be gentle. That's all I'm saying. Be gentle.
Was her name Linda?
Linda.
Linda. Linda's joining us. Linda is joining us. Linda. If we put that there and we get rid of that. There we go. Hello, Linda. Linda, you are muted. If I could ask you to unmute, please, that would be great. And while you're doing that, I can make this picture fit the screen. There we go. I might have to... There we go. We're in.
Hey, Linda, thank you for joining us tonight. I know it was a bit of a weird one.
Linda, can you hear us? Don't worry, we have the problem. We have the problem with Twitch all the time. No one knows how to work Twitch. Linda, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear.
Perfect.
It's lovely to hear you, Catherine.
Thank you for agreeing to talk to us tonight. I was leafing through December's chat, fate, and your stories there because there are two, aren't there?
There is. Yeah.
They leapt out because you know we always hear from a friend of a friend. Something happened, something strange happened that they couldn't put their finger on.
Yeah.
But we're talking to someone who directly had this kind of brush with the paranormal. So take us back to the first story when you were a kid. How old were you then?
Roughly between 5 and 6-ish. Can't remember exactly, but about that.
All right. And tell us what happened.
I was asleep in my bedroom one night and I woke up and I have no idea why, but I went to the window. I just felt the need to go to the window, which is stupid, really, because I was never likely to do that because I was always scared of the dark. But I did, and then I saw the curtain move, and I was like, what is that? And then to the side of me, I could feel something standing there, and I just saw like the shadow. And it wasn't that, it wasn't too tall, but it was obviously about the same size as me, maybe slightly bigger.
Outside the window or next to you?
And next to me.
Oh my God.
And there was no drafts, no nothing. And so I just ran back into the bed under the covers, and I thought, that'll go away. But it didn't go away. And all I could feel was my body turned into ice, which people would always say, like, my blood turned to ice. And I thought, that's just a saying. You don't actually feel it. But I felt it. And that was even scarier. And so at that point, I just kept under the covers and I tried to scream. But my throat was absolutely paralysed. And I could feel something coming through the covers, like fingers, but it's like ice cold, and it went right through my skin.
Ooh.
And I still couldn't scream. Eventually I could, and I was screaming so loud for mum and dad, and then they came in the room. Only they told me, oh, you must have been dreaming. I wasn't dreaming.
How do you know you weren't dreaming, Linda? How do you know that this was real?
Because when I woke up, I actually got out of my bed and back into it. And it's not the first time. Well, it was the first time. But since then, I've felt other stuff. So I know for a fact that that was definitely not a dream.
I read in the magazine that there was a second thing that happened. Was it the second thing, or lots of different things happened through the years, but this was just like the most?
That lots of things have happened. But I was asked for the second one to join in with us as well, because it was fairly similar. The second one was when I was a lot older. I was 29 at the time. And I was in my bed. And the important thing to know here is it was actually in a flat, so it wasn't on the bottom floor. And I was sleeping. Well, I was trying to sleep. And I heard a tapping at the window. And there was nothing that could be there. And then I was like, what is that? But then I was like, okay, just ignore it. That's maybe nothing. And then I just felt something coming towards me from the bottom of the bed. But it was like, it felt really bad, and it looked, in my mind's eye, I could see this like black mist and just coming towards me, and the feeling was awful. And at that point, I was just like, go away, go away, go away. And what I've learned is to call an Archangel Michael if you have anything like that happen.
Excuse me, call who, sorry?
Archangel Michael, that's Ooh. One of the ways you're supposed to be able to protect yourself.
Okay, go on, because we might need a bit of protection.
Well, he's depicted in a lot of art, isn't he? Sort of slaying the devil and slaying dragons and things.
Well, I don't know art.
Yeah.
As you know, I've never seen a picture.
Well,
I can't for religious reasons. So hang on, who taught you about calling Archangel Michael?
I used to read a lot of Dorian Ritchie books. I've also read a lot of other books. Everything from witchcraft right through to angels to religion to different, I'm leaving religions, but I've read it all. So that was the thing that came to mind. And so when I did that, it just seemed to disappear. But at that point, I slept with the light on. And the next night, I was up and out to my partner's house because there was no way I was going for that again because I was pregnant at the time.
Right.
And that was the thing that made me think, I'm not even going to risk that. And I thought I was safe then, at his house. Until the night you went to work.
Whoa. Okay, so what happened? So you were safe with your partner.
Who
knows what happened? Who knows what happened then? But then he went out to work. What did you experience that night?
Well, I was in his house, so I thought different house is going to be fine. I was actually really sick at the time with morning sickness. It was really bad. So I was laid on the couch, couldn't move to save myself, and all of a sudden I just felt strange. And then it was like in my mind's eye I could just feel this thing coming down the stairs and around the way and in the door, and it was the exact same feeling, exact same black mass, exact everything. And it was like, oh no, again. But I was like, now what do I do? Done the same thing. I just called on someone for help, and then it went. And that was the last I've seen it.
So you've had nothing. You've had nothing since.
Well, not for that particular thing. No, I'm not saying I haven't had other experiences.
When,
I have,
okay, well, if I can ask, when was the last time you had the willies put up you?
Oh, come on.
Well, you know what I mean by that.
I don't really get scared easily. Right. I'm quite comfortable with spirit. I've felt spirit before, no. But not.
I would, with respect, excuse me. My language. I would shit myself if something like that happened. I would be a blubbering wreck. I would never go into my house ever again. But you're okay with it.
I'm with it. Well, I mean, now that I've had my daughter and she's fine, I'm okay with it if anything like that happens. But it's what I've felt since then hasn't really been scary. It's just been paranormal activity, which kind of don't mind anyway. That's my thing. So
okay, so when was the last time something that we might call spooky happened to you, and what was it?
Well, it happens that often. I tend to smell things. I tend to smell spirits. Sometimes
you work in a pub.
No.
That's a terrible joke. That's a terrible joke.
My nana, I could smell her perfume once. At the time I was feeling really anxious, and there was absolutely nobody near me with that perfume, but I could smell it. And I know that was her because it was the one she used to wear. But I even checked around about as the end of there, where it's coming from. There's nowhere it could be. I've also had all the activity. I know a lot of people say orbs are just dust, and I do agree with that.
Yeah.
Most of the time I agree with that.
Yeah.
But there's been a couple of things that's made me question that. A couple of years ago on Halloween, I decided, let's test the theory. Let's set up a camera and just film it. And then let's ask if there's anyone there and see what happens. And suddenly the room was absolutely filled with orbs coming out the wall where my bed was sitting. And I was like, okay, that's strange, because 5 minutes ago there was nothing. But the way it was moving made me question it. But again, it could have been dust. But there's still a wee bit of, why is it only when I ask that it happens?
Well, so listen, thank you so much, Linda, for sharing this with us. I want to see what you've seen. I want to do it. Is there anything I can do to make myself more receptive to paranormal activity?
You could meditate.
Yeah.
And ask for your spirit guide to speak to you, or somebody that's passed over to speak to you.
Okay.
Takes a while. I have heard it myself. That was a wee bit terrifying the first time. It can happen.
Linda, my final question. Is your sofa in front of an actual door? Is that a door behind you?
Yes, it's a cupboard door.
I knew we were talking to a crazy person. How could you have a sofa in front of a door? That would drive me nuts.
Because it never gets used. It's for the boiler.
Cupboard. It's the boiler cupboard. Linda, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us tonight. And if people want to read more, it's in Chat It's Fate, which we are huge fans of. We've been subscribed for a couple of years, it's lovely to meet you. Have a lovely Halloween.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Thank you, Linda.
Bye
bye. There we go. Now the embarrassing bit where I try and end the meeting. There we go.
Bless her.
She was nice.
She was so nervous about that.
Spooky stories.
She can tell them, can't she?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That was spooky, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't believe this stuff, though?
I used to believe it a lot. I've had a couple of experiences.
Do you believe in life and love?
I've had a few experiences I can't explain, but...
Got a feeling inside I can't explain.
But I also used to
sleep... A certain kind.
I wouldn't do that. These black gloves are... I don't know what they've been dyed in. Mascara, I think, because they've turned my hands... So hopefully you'll get a nice black tongue now. I've had like sleep... terrors and stuff like that.
Sleep paralysis isn't real.
Yes, it is.
Well, it isn't actually.
Okay, then. Well, I saw a ghost.
Okay, well, then you saw a ghost. Sleep paralysis isn't real, and there's loads of people in the chat going, oh, "I've heard sleep paralysis."
Night terrors, they're called.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
Night terrors deserve a quiet night. I've got a song for everything. And that's what I'm talking about. I've got some bad news.
Go on.
I cannot change my phone number. To log in to my Twitch account. I don't really know what that means for me. What do we think that means? Have access to your old phone number? No. Have problems? No. Is auth? No. Waiting on a replacement. Here we go. So we're going to continue. To protect your account, what's my old phone? There it is. There it is. United Kingdom. New phone. What's my new number? 07. I better look. Hang on a minute, guys. Hang on a minute. We'll be with you in a minute, guys.
By the way, welcome to all the new people who've joined us.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you tell them what this is? This isn't me checking my phone.
This is checking your phone stream with me and Ian Lee. Ian Lee checks his phone. I sit here and Phil while he does that. No, what we're doing is we're a talk show generally and a phone in. And today we're theming it around Halloween, of course, because we're not on tomorrow. So this is the closest we could get to it. So we have got guests coming up. We've got the Paranormal Porn Stars. We've got Expo Paranormal, who are a paranormal group from Aylesbury, who have some footage for us to see of what they say is a sighting of the black-eyed child of Cannock Chase. And we're also going to be speaking to a lady who started reading tarot cards professionally at the age of 12 because her mother lost her voice. And her mother was a tarot card reader to the Beatles, Michael Caine and Joan Collins, amongst many other famous people.
I used to read tarot cards. I used to read my mum's tarot cards.
Did it work?
That's a leading question. That is a leading question.
Did you make it work? Did you make it fit? Is that what it is?
I think there is more... New phone number is invalid. I think there is more... to the universe than we could ever begin to comprehend.
Well, of course.
Right, so...
So we don't know what the limits of science are at this point, right?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
For example, what we now think of as science, people 200 years ago would have thought of as magic.
Exactly.
I get it. I just don't know about dead people right. Coming back, that's all.
I think you stink. I think that, yes, I do think the tarot cards, I think that they can read... I think there is magic imbued in them. Mm. And I think it's all possible. If you want to call in, 0203 286 6370, we will talk to people. You can call in about anything.
Yeah.
But we've got a voice message. Here we go. Hello? Oh. Hazza says, can you get Howard Hughes on the show this evening? His ace. We fell out. As I do with most people.
I think we've had spooky email footage.
Okay, well, let's hang on a minute. Well, they have to. Let's see who this
Keep
is.
Keep those coming in, by the way.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
How you doing? All right?
None of your business.
I'm just gonna mute you.
I'll mute you in a minute with my fist.
I have called in with a spooky story last year. I'm going to tell you another bit of that moment in time that I lived through.
Here we go.
Well, you might remember me. I was the guy doing the seance in the kitchen. Do you remember that one?
I don't remember you, do you? No, I don't. I don't remember you.
Oh, I lined you up for that one, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. You said you like me. You did. You went, I like Gary.
Yeah.
All right, let's not spoil it then.
I don't remember you.
Do you?
Right, okay. Do you want me to tell you the whole story then, or should I just tell you the new bit that you haven't heard?
Just tell us the interesting bit.
Well, it's all interesting.
Well, is it?
Anyway, about 30 years ago, right, I got a phone call off a friend saying to me, are you still doing the photography? And I went, yeah, I am doing a little bit of photography. And I said, well, what's up? What do you want? And she said, well, I met this guy and he's a photographer. So I was like, okay, cool, yeah. So I went to meet him, right? And he'd just got back from America. He'd been living in America for decades. I think he actually got thrown out in the end, do you know what I mean?
Yep, all the best people do.
Yeah, so he's living in Bracknell now, right? So I've got to see him in Bracknell. And he's got this Aura camera. Do you know what an Aura is?
Oh, I vaguely remember this. Yeah, Aura is... what's the other word for it? Bullshit.
Well, this is what I thought at the time until, you know, working with him. And then it all came, you know, then you have second thoughts, didn't you? And it's like, hang on a minute, did you know... Anyway, so we're going around all these psychic fairs and that, doing all this Aura photography, right? And we're at the NEC in Birmingham now. It's a huge event, right?
It's a big place, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it's massive, yeah. And so we've got this Aura camera, right? And I'm standing with the Aura camera to the left of Vince, yeah? Vince the psychic, yeah? Vince, yeah.
Okay, yes.
He was... Do you know what, right? If there was ever a bloke who fitted the part of a tarot reader or psychic, it was him.
Vince.
He was so flamboyant. He was like the gypsy lady on the pier, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. When will they move her on?
Well, they've still got one in Brighton, haven't they?
Yeah.
In that covered wagon. Anyway, so we're at the NEC, and you know, I'm standing to the left of Vince with the Aura camera, yeah? And he's doing a reading. I used to take the photo, and then you go to Vince.
I said, I said, tell the interesting bit. You said it all was. Why did you lie?
Oh God!
I ain't lied. It's not a lie at all.
Well, where's the interesting bit?
I'm getting to it.
Well, you said it was all interesting.
It is 3 hours show, mate. You've got to stretch these things out.
We got a guest at 10 o'clock. We got Judge Boyle. We'll stretch. We'll fill
got
things.
12
you don't
minutes.
Fill. We'll fill.
You're wasting time now.
Anyway, blah, 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 Vince, next.
Right, so now the photo is in Vince's hand and he's doing a reading off off the card, right? I'm not really taking much notice, but then, like, this guy comes over and he stands behind the lady who's sitting down in front of Vince, right?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of, like, looking around and that, and then all of a sudden, the look on his face, the guy, right? It was like his eyes just went wide open and he kind of went, whoa, like that. And he kind of walked off, right? So, when the lady went off eventually, I said to Vince, I said, what was going on there? He looked terrified. And he goes, well, they've got this horse. He wants to get rid of it. She doesn't. I told her that he's got rid of it already and got the name of the guy that he sold the horse to. Do you know what I mean? And you know, and the guy standing behind
you. So you're telling me that with an Rita Aura camera, you can tell if people have sold horses or not?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, excellent call. Thank you very much indeed. I really appreciate that. There we go, you see.
Where did the horse come from?
Ay, 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 Katazanala. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call, you're very welcome. By the way, me and Catherine are in charge of who gets hung up and when. So, Ryan, you're about to get blocked. Shh. Hey, Jim.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jim. Welcome.
Jim.
Happy Halloween and all that.
All that.
Back at you, big boy.
So, my parents used to run a big old coaching inn in Kidderminster. And there were three...
A big old cocaine ring.
Coaching inn.
Coaching inn. I'm so sorry. Sorry.
Very close. Yeah, very close.
Yep.
And there were three sort of spooky occurrences that happened there. There was a ghost of a child that several people saw late at night, sort of around closing time. And the child would appear with its feet in the floor because the level of the floor was raised from when it would have been the stables. There was
a, let me just play some. Hang on a minute. I'm just going to play some spooky music. Hang on.
That was good. Some
good stuff.
Here we go. That's the wrong music. Wrong music. Hang on.
The insistent news music.
No. Hang on. Oh, he knows it. Here we go. Spooky music. Away you go, Jim.
So, the one of the most frequent visits we used to have was up in our bedroom on the third floor, the top floor of the pub. We thought it was one of the former landlords used to turn up. That was what the family felt. And he was called Dave, and he died in the pub.
So Dave,
you can't have Dave the ghost.
Dave the ghost, no.
He used to announce his presence by the smell of cigars that he used to smoke. We were away from...
Hang on a minute. Does that mean that cigar you can get ghost cigars?
Well, there were smells. We've already had people say there were smells of when they thought their gran was sitting next to them, and you could smell their perfume, all that kind of stuff. It's all the senses, isn't it?
Yeah,
so,
I suppose if you can get Charlie, you
we've
can
had
get
Vince and we've had Dave.
So
you've seen a haunted Charlie. Imagine a haunted Vagine just floating around. Which it's a woman.
Charlie word for a Vagine.
Yeah, of course it is.
I've never heard that.
Imagine if a woman had been brutally murdered by having a Vagine cut off. The only thing that was left was a vag. And
it's
that was
a
what
American
haunted.
Now.
That's what haunted. Right, the rest of the body was gone. I hope my kids aren't watching this bit. You're not watching this bit, are you, boys?
No.
So we used to say if David visited us and we wanted to go to sleep, we'd say, okay, Dave, that's enough, and the smell would go, and the room would get warmer again. So he answered to the name Dave. So I think it's that's if that's what he chooses, that's fine. Yeah. And then the third one, Mum and Dad had a dog called Louis.
Roger's been surprisingly funny. Roger says Dave the ghost's best mate is Brian the werewolf. Thank you, Roger. Well done. I enjoyed that. Yes.
So we're in the living room on the middle floor, and Louis, the West Highland Terrier, just started barking at the mirror, and no reason. I think Jenna just said she was going to go and have a bath or something, but Louis started barking. I looked at the mirror, and there was sort of a black thing shot across it, like a shadow, and then the taps burst on full in the bathroom.
Whoa!
Absolutely the most scary thing I've ever seen in my life.
Haunting
and generally, I'd class myself as an unbeliever, but living in that pub completely changed it.
So the plumber came in and fixed the taps. Then when did the spooky thing happen?
There was nothing wrong with the taps. Nothing wrong at all.
Thank you very much for your call, Jim. And nice to hear that Gemma had a bath. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, let's go to Ryan. Good evening, Ryan.
Hello,
Ryan.
Hello. I just want to apologize about before. Also, you know the Judge Boyle thing?
Yeah.
Do you know what time it is?
No. We do it when we get... Stop producing our show, young man. We'll produce it.
Have you got to go to bed?
No, I'm just wondering because someone put in the comments before, I can't wait to see Judge Boyle.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's happening tonight. It will happen when it happens. Don't apologise so much. Don't be annoying as much. Don't tell us, and this is to everyone, don't tell us how to do the show. We know how to do the show.
It's all good. Just
we'll
relax.
Hang up on people when we want to hang up on people. We will keep people when we want to keep people.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Night, Ryan.
Goodbye. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a spooky call, you would be very welcome. 1,262 people joining us. Let's go to Lisa. Oh, Jesus. What happened there? That was spooky. Oh, my God! Bloody hell!
Now, have you done something different with your hair?
My God! Who is that?
Hello.
Hello there, Lisa. You're right. You look a bit sick. Jesus, that is some look, man. Look at that. That is great. There we go. Get this. The side bits, the side collars on those vampire costumes are tricky to keep up, aren't they? They really, they don't want to play. They don't want to play, which is outrageous. Oh, getting very, very close up there.
Yeah, she's going to bite your neck.
She's killed the cat. What's his name? Twaddles. What's his name? Inspector Twaddles. Shoestring. Shoestring is dead. And has been eaten.
I forgot something.
Oh, well, don't show us you're putting the teeth in. That ruins the magic you put in. That's ruined the magic. Oh, I've got my teeth as well. No! You should have phoned up with the teeth, you muppet.
Yeah, I forgot to.
Imagine if she didn't have any trousers or undies. And that was actually, and we like, after all this time, it turned out she was a weird pervert. hey, here you get. Right, so. You get on like Zoom and stuff like this, you'll get blokes showing their dicks. Why don't you get women showing their fannies?
Because it's not a thing for us.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a thing.
Okay. Okay. Lisa, how may we help you this evening?
I was wondering what your favourite Halloween memory is.
I don't have any favourite Halloween memories because I've never really done Halloween. Catherine?
This year, but obviously we're not doing trick-or-treating and we don't really do it in the like true sense of going around strangers' houses or anything. My mum lives around one corner and my in-laws live around another corner, and we've got a couple of family friends in between, and we take the kids around there. And I'm really missing this year going around to those houses and having all my friends pretend to be absolutely horrified by my kids. And that's a shame, isn't it? That's not going to happen this year. But, you know, yeah, maybe next year, eh?
Yeah.
What's yours then, Lisa?
When I was little, my brother had to look after us because my mum had to go out and he took us trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Oh, there, and that's that. All right. Hey, nice one, Lisa. Yeah, thank you very much. I tell you what I miss. I like the trick-or-treating. I got bombarded on a local Facebook page because someone said, is anyone, what's happening with trick-or-treating? And loads of people went, oh, it's not happening, thank God. And if anyone comes around me, I'll call the police and all of these miserable gits. And I went, well, what I think some people are doing is they're taking their kids out with a bag of sweets. And if they see a pumpkin, then the kids can put their hand in and get the sweets. And she went, oh, thanks, that's very, very nice. So I'm not one of those people. I like Halloween, but I really miss Penny for the Guy. I really miss Penny for the Guy. That's what I miss. I miss a bit of Penny for the Guy. I love Penny for the Guy. Why don't you show people your Bruce Lee? Because they can't see it from there.
He's talking about my pumpkin, by the way. Yeah,
have a look at this. Kath made this.
Hang on. Don't look at it too closely. You'll see all the bits that I've
got. Here we go.
Ready?
Cathwoman. Here we go. It's Bruce Lee. And transfer COVID from the sweets to the child. What are you talking about, Retro Engine? Are you an idiot? Look at that. Let's get a close-up of this. Let's get a close-up. There we go. Kath made that, isn't it?
You like this?
Mookle, are you real? Mookie says, I always thought it was treacle treating.
Treacle treat. Oh, I love that.
What?
Treacle treat.
That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you want to give us your spooky stories, you can. You want to phone up and poo-poo it, you can. You want to call in about anything, you know how it works, you can. Paranormal Expo, Catherine, tell me about these youngsters.
December's Chat, It's Fate, page 14. You'll hear about the legend of the dark-eyed child from Cannock Chase, and there are also rumours of a werewolf apparently in that area too.
Where?
Cannock Chase.
Where's that?
I think it's Staffordshire.
Jesus.
But you'll find out in a minute. We're going to speak to Becky, who is one of Paranormal Expo. They're a group based in Aylesbury.
Well, they, which is near me, so I'm gonna, I want to get in with these guys.
Definitely.
But I'm aware that they're young and they're cool, and I'm an old man. But so, is, what, are you saying there's a werewolf near me?
No, no, no. This is in Cannock Chase. But she'll probably know of things going on around here. You
okay.
Ask her.
Oh, okay. Well, I will ask her.
Ah! Ah! She's not alone. Okay.
Hello.
So this is
Paranormal Expo.
It is Kane, isn't it? And Shamima, is that right?
That's
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Hey, Shamim, Becky.
Hi,
thanks for having us.
Hey, thank you for coming on. How's it? Whereabouts are you?
Tonight we are at a church in Essex. We were doing a little investigation before we come live with you guys.
Hey, that's brilliant. So what are you hoping to find? What have you heard about this church in Essex? What are you hoping to find?
Well, the grave digger, there's a story of a grave digger here, apparently not a happy chappy. A friend of ours, this location was passed on by a friend, and they were up here doing some late night photo shoots, and one of his friends that was with him started saying he felt like really, really uneasy, and he saw a black mass or a black figure of a man sort of walk past him, or they got it on photo. So that's our goal, is to come up here and try and find him. So
right, you look like, and maybe it's just a good lens, I don't know, but you look like young people.
No, I'm not. I'm 45.
I was being polite. Now you. No, I'm joking. All right, well then it is a good lens. Why how old are the other two, if you don't mind me asking?
So Kane is...
I'm 26.
Shamim is 45. And I've just turned 30.
Oh, so, okay. All right. Well, Shamim, with respect, you're the same age as us.
You're old.
The other two, you're babies. Why did you all get into this?
It was just because we love the paranormal. Absolutely love it. And we want to prove that there is life after death. We want to be the ones to do that. So we just love it. Everything about it, the unknown, like whatever it is that you can think of. If we go to a place and, like with Cannock Chase as an example, the Black Eyed Child, if there's something there, we're determined to go and find that. That's what we want to do.
Capture evidence of it. 100%.
That is our mission, that we want to go out there and capture evidence of the paranormal.
What evidence have you captured so far? Like actual evidence that if we were to go to the high court, the highest court in the land, and say, Your Honor, this proves that the ghosts and the afterlife is real. This one bit of evidence I'm going to hand you now, and the judge would have to go, shit, this is real. Ghosts are real. What is the one bit of evidence you would present?
I would probably go with our first video from Cannock Chase.
Yeah, I would say
our video of Cannock Chase.
All right.
We walked into like a car park area, and there's no one about. And I'm just walking with my camera, and something sort of catches my attention. But I look back at my camera, and I see something in my little LCD screen. And I said to the guys, I was like, I'm pretty sure I've just captured maybe an apparition. I've seen something. And the next morning, I was so eager to have a look through, which obviously I did. And what we saw was a mat come up from the floor, and then it goes through a sign on the right-hand side. That's at the very beginning of the video.
Is that the video you've sent us a link for?
Yeah.
It is indeed, yes.
Right. We've got that on the YouTube page. It's quite long. Whereabouts do we... What kind of timing do I need to hit?
It's in like the first 10 minutes of it. But if you fast forward it...
Yes.
Because there's some green writing before...
All right. I'm having a little look. There we go. I've got green writing. Here we go. So we're just going to make sure everyone can see this. It's all... I like this... Becky, lead investigator.
Nice.
Kane, investigator. I mean...
Thank you,
Mark. go. Here goes. Here's the green. Here's the green writing. I did see something. Watch carefully and see this child spirit come up through the ground and dart straight through the signpost. Here we go. This is it. This is it. Here we go. Here we go. Here it comes.
Let us know if you can see it.
Hang on. There's the signpost. Due to the fact we hang on a minute. I missed it. We're going to see it again. Here we go.
We have to be really, really extra vigilant, I'm telling you.
Oh, which way should we go?
Right, now.
Is that way there? Just go straight back to the
road. I hope you can see it.
Hang on a minute. I'm worried that we missed it. Here we go.
It's not a full moon.
No, hang on. I think we've gone past it. Right, hang on. Because people in the chat are saying they saw it.
Yeah, some people saw it.
So here we go.
Ran by the sign, bottom right, says Paul G.
All right, here we go. All right, I've got a light there, so I'm going to have a little look over here.
Hello, everyone in chat.
Hello.
Here we go. No, I didn't see it.
I think I saw something.
Okay. And you're the sceptical one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Brilliant.
Here we go.
The sign is like a completely solid sign.
See this child spirit come up through the ground and dart straight through the signpost. All right, here we go. We're going to see it. Loads of people are seeing it. Loads of people in the chat are seeing it. There it is. There it is. Oh, here we go. Look. We're going to go back.
I think people are looking for a dark shadow, but actually
it's white. Here we go. Yes, man. There it is.
Wow, look at that.
Whoa. Okay. That is actually some freaky shiz going on there.
We want a lot more. But I mean, to get evidence like that is absolutely
gold.
Yeah, we absolutely are over the moon with it.
I can't find this picture. It's years ago, right? But me and my ex-wife. I'm a bit busy, mate. I'm doing a show. I'm talking to ghost hunters.
Hi, little one.
me and my ex-wife, we were in Japan, and I think it was either Kyoto or Osaka. I think it was Osaka. I can't quite remember. And we went to an old temple, right? And this was the coolest thing I've ever seen. We went to an old temple, and it was nighttime, and it was a bit damp, and it was dark, but there were lights everywhere, so we could see everything. And I took a picture of my ex in this temple at nighttime. Lovely picture. Then when we saw the picture the next day, it's digital camera, when we saw the picture the next day, there was smoke all around her. It was the weirdest thing. There was no smoke there. There was no steam there, and there was smoke all around her, and we could not believe it.
Gosh.
It was freaking.
We've just caught that twice over the last couple of investigations. We caught it tonight, and we went to the Borley Church a few nights back, and I heard a noise to the right-hand side of me, so I've turned around and taken a picture and caught this amazing mist, like literally right there, and I took one straight after, and it was completely gone. So, picture. Oh, have you got it?
Yeah,
there you go.
Can see it.
Hang on, there's a ghost. It's just been handed to her by a ghost. Oh, what gosh. The hell is that?
That's our admin, Dave. He's behind the camera.
Dave, big up yourself, Dave. some people are saying...
Yeah,
go on, what were you going to say?
No, I just... When we capture things like that, it's just, you know, it blows our mind. Even now, we've been doing it over a year, haven't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Some people are never going to believe it, right? Because there's like loads of ghost apps and things now. So even if you show them in the olden days, you say, "Oh, why'd you never get a picture of it?" Now it's like, "Oh, well, of course you got a picture of it." And it's really, if it was crystal clear, people would be sus about it.
Yeah.
Are you fed up of trying to convince people, or do you think that there'll be something that everyone can agree on?
The paranormal field is all about opinion based anyway.
Mm.
So obviously, in anything, you got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
So, like, to be honest, but we've been very lucky at the minute because, like, the amount of support we've had from, like, all our friends and everything like that,
it's just been such great support.
Facebook was our main one. Like, it's just been absolutely incredible. Like, couldn't thank people enough for, like, help, like, come along on our journey with us as well.
Yeah, yeah.
There's people in the chat wondering how they follow you online. So how do they find you?
Well, we are followed by a very loyal bunch of friends, and they share our lives, they share our YouTube channel. And yeah, it's just, you know, we've got the most amazing supporters behind us.
How do they find us on Facebook?
We've just, is it facebook.com/paranormalexpo UK?
It is indeed.
Yeah. It's just been put in the chat. Let's put in the chat. I'm going to come and join. Now, listen, you're based in Aylesbury.
Yeah.
Well, two of us is,
yeah. Me and Becky are, and Shmeen's in Harlow.
Sorry. And a shout out to Ashton and Mo. They have just recently joined Paranormal Expo UK as well. And they
Screw
are
those watching. Losers. They're not here tonight. Big Screw up. Them. Listen, I'm just around the corner from you. I'm near Risborough. I would love to come along to a spooky ghost hunt at some point.
100%. We will hold you to that.
All right. 100%. Do it. Social distancing. I'll be wearing a mask. But I'd love to come along. So you've got our email. Send us, if you're doing any hunts in Aylesbury, let me know.
100%. Yeah. We would love to have you join us. 100%. For the night. Fantastic.
You're not swingers, are you? This isn't like some. It isn't a sex thing,
no.
Is it?
No.
Okay. Good.
Want to, we can arrange that.
I'm all right, thank you. You've just got to be so careful these days. You just don't know what people are up to, do you?
You've been caught out by that one before.
I have. Sex magic. Hey, listen, it's so nice to see you. Stay safe. But Archangel St. Michael, white auras, balls of white light. Stay clean. Don't play with Ouija boards. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Keep your hands off your face.
And thanks a lot. And stay in touch. We'll speak again soon.
With Ouija boards.
We've already done the Ouija board.
We might do a Ouija board tonight. Have you got any advice?
Always say goodbye.
Yes. Always say goodbye. Be careful.
Don't be rude
really,
to a ghost.
I would just say, don't do it.
Shut up.
The better thing to say is to just don't do it.
I'm doing it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I'm doing it. I'm a tough guy. Hey, listen, you stay safe. We'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck. Bye-bye. 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 What nice people.
Really cool, right?
What nice people. Spooky as shiz, though, man. Isn't it?
Well, you were asking whether they were sex people. We are going to speak to those guys quite soon. They're at 11 o'clock. We've got the paranormal porn stars.
Really blowing off tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm so scared. Paranormal porn stars are sex people. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Very hot being is the Grim Reaper copyright? Because on the packet it says something like Dark Cloak Death Man or something.
It
doesn't call it the Grim Reaper.
No. I don't think it is copyright, no. I think he's folklore, legend.
Or fact.
Or fact, you know.
Legend or fact. Let's open up Skype again. 0203 286 6370.
Should we pick up our sponsors?
Oh Christ, yeah, we ought to. Hang on, because we're playing an ad, so let's wait. Let's wait a minute, and then we'll do it in a minute. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone.
And we've got some ghost sightings and stuff coming in the emails as well. We can check out soon too.
Oh yeah. Let's have a little look what we've got on the that's me. I want to log in. So someone's tried to log into your Twitch account. It was me that tried to log into it, you absolute melt. All right. Where? Here we go. Okay, well, that's vulgar. That's spam. There we go. Paul says, not sure. Okay, Paul, that's about changing the thing on Twitch. Thank you. Okay, right. Well, we haven't got any emails about it then. But we have got this. Mark Jeffries has sent us in a very spooky Halloween. Just all it says is for Halloween. So what we're going to do, hang on a second. What we're going to do is we're going to have a little look at this. Screen two. We're going to bring us back into the picture. I've not seen this. Let's see what happens.
What?
I'm scared.
It's okay.
I just turned off the lights, that's all. What was that? Oh, what, Nanny? Look at me. What are you scared of? The fish? Oh, the fish died.
What?
Angel's sleeping already. It's raining, girls.
No.
Nanny, are you almost done eating? Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Turn around. But you gotta listen to me. Turn around. Look at me. What's the matter?
Well.
What the fudge?
Kid to be cray cray. What was that?
Well, someone says they spotted Gatford outside the window. That's unfair. That was freaky.
Yeah, man.
It's what? Because kids see stuff. Kids only scream when they're haunted. Kitty, you're absolutely
it's
right.
True. I had an imaginary friend when I was tiny, and I don't remember it, but it used to freak my parents out because it used to sound, the stories I used to tell you to sound like a real person. It was a man, an old man. Little girls don't usually make up old men, do they?
I didn't like that. I didn't like that, if I'm honest. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Didn't like that. Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors, gelaw.co.uk. You may be tempted to kill your ex-partner like this. I wouldn't if I were you.
Go through the legal process.
Do it legally, guys. Kill them legally. Screw them into the ground. Don't go and get divorced with gelaw.co.uk. They will sort you out. Go and clean up the streets of Devon and Cornwall from crime with Poseidon Safety Management. Let's make them big. Let's make these guys big. Poseidon Safety Management. Poseidon Safe on Twitter. Go and have a look at them on Facebook. Poseidon Safety. Devon and Cornwall is a whole lot safer and a whole lot friendlier because of Nick, Zeus and the team and the work that they are doing. They're a security company, but they're a security company, I'm going to say it, with a heart in a box under the floorboards.
Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
34sp.com. Yesterday, we gave away 3 years free web hosting. Thanks to 34sp.com. If I can be bothered this weekend, I'm going to build a website on the latenightalternative.com.
What are the be bothered odds?
Slim. I've got Oculus Quest 2 to play with.
Yeah.
I'm selling my Oculus Quest 1 if anyone wants it.
Oh, really?
And
maybe I'll have it.
Huh?
Maybe I'll have it.
Well, could you afford £200?
Potentially.
Well, then you might as well buy the Oculus Quest 2 for £299.
No.
Well, what's your offer? Make me an offer.
Well, you've made me reconsider now.
Why? Are you going to get two?
Well, I might do.
You might as well get a one off me. Get a one-er.
You're confusing me so much. I don't know. I feel like I'm spending money. I'm saving money. I'm going to wait and spend money at Christmas time. I don't know what I'm going to do. Do I just give you money and you don't give me anything? How about that?
I wish you'd get an Amazon wish list.
No, mate, no. Oh.
Oh, there's a cat climbing.
Hello, mate.
Oh, it's Mucky. This cat didn't come home last night. You're soaking wet. Didn't come home last night. And guess what? You've missed dinner tonight. She didn't come home last night. You can't see her because she's black.
She's a black cat and she's been waiting for this very moment to join us in a spooky way.
So 34sp.com. There's a black cat's tail. 34sp.com.
That was not the cat.
Is the place to go for your website hosting needs. Ethical web company. We'll have a look at some of their prices a little bit later on. Really great company. Really simple, straightforward, easy to use, to work with. You can go on there and find your domain name and you can get it through there. And then you get your web hosting package and then you build a website. It's dead simple, really. So 34sp.com. Thank you so much for your support. Abbey Care, specialist addictions recovery clinics. They do all the addictions, all the different types of drugs, the food, the gambling, the sex, the shopping, the gaming, whatever your addiction is. This lot will help you sort it out. 25% discount on your treatment. Hopefully you don't need it now. Hopefully you won't ever need it. Think about it. Just think about it, abbeycare.co.uk. Go and have a look. If maybe you think you've got a problem or someone you know has got a problem, then it's worth having a little chat with them and seeing what they can do. Go and have a look at the website, abbeycare.co.uk. It's a really intense program of recovery that they offer. And, you know, there is...
You checked it, didn't you? And it all checks out.
I checked it and it all indeed checks out. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you are very, very welcome to do so.
And top marks to the wag in chat who has suggested that for tonight, one night only, we should be shouting rather than big up the Gregorian. Dig up the Gregorian.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Excellent idea.
Let's do it. By the way, this is our job, mm-hmm. right? This is our job. This is how we feed the green screen kids that you saw earlier on. We're not married. We've got separate kids. This is how
I also feed mine.
This is how we pay the mortgage. This is how we buy expensive handmade scythes. So if you want to support us, why do Abbey Care have a Norwich dialing code? I haven't got a clue. Maybe their office is in Norwich? What a weird question. If you want to support us, there's a few ways of doing it. We've got loads of new followers, loads of new viewers tonight. Click follow. That's all you've got to do is click follow. Click follow. Just do it. And then you'll get alerted when we come on and it's all cool. James, stay there. Be with you in a second. Click follow and... that would help us. If you want to sub to us and give us some money, that would be awesome as well. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can link your Amazon Prime account to Twitch, right? And then you can sub to us and we get a fiver, which we split 50-50. Thank you very much indeed to everyone who's done that. It doesn't auto-renew. You have to do it every month. And it's a fiver that you could never spend. It just doesn't exist for you. It can only exist for streamers. So thank you. If you haven't got Amazon Prime, you can subscribe tier 1, tier 2, or tier 3. Different prices. Tier 3 people get invited to a monthly production meeting on Zoom. It's me and Catherine and you. It's normally quite... And the mods come in. It's normally about 10, 15 people that we have.
Yeah.
And you get to pitch ideas for the show. And we guarantee that we will do at least one of those... ideas.
And it's a proper laugh. It sounds a bit dry, production meetings. God, I used to hate those when we worked in radio. But this is, it's just fun. We sort of hang out, we get ideas from each other.
It's a laugh.
And our lot are a nice lot.
There's a button. If you're watching, I don't know if you can do it on your phones, but if you're watching on a computer, there's a little sort of triangle button at the bottom of the chat. And if you click on that, that will allow you to cheer or throw bits at us, and bits are money. It works out roughly, it's like 100 bits is a pound, right? So if you want to cheer, you just go to the sender message, see that little sort of diamond shape at the bottom, click on that, and that will allow you to cheer, and you can buy bits and throw them at us. The more the better, thank you very much indeed. And we split it 50-50. The final way is if you go to, and I'm going to put this in the chat, paypal.me/IanLee, and you can just make a donation. Consider that tipping the waiter, the waitress, passing around a metaphorical hat after a hootenanny at the Cafe Wah in Greenwich Village in 1963. And you've just seen a young Robert Zimmerman playing, and Joan Baez is about to take the stage, and you think, yeah, I want to put some money in their hats. then you can do that. There we go. Cosmic Debris has just given us 100 bits. Thank you. Please tip your server. This is our job. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Popazy, who did the brilliant titles, has done it as well.
And you've had a lot of compliments on those, Jeff.
Yes.
Deservedly so. They're fab.
Yes, yes, yes. It's how we make a living. This is actually our job. Thank you, McPauls.
Thanks.
This was, for a while, was a hobby. We both worked on a national radio station, and we don't work there anymore. This is our job. And if you can't afford it, because you're in lockdown or you've lost your job or the, you know, furlough came to an end, and I know it's tough times for everybody, it's great. We'll do it for free. We do it for free.
We got you.
We got your back covered. So don't feel obliged. Don't overstretch yourself. Never get yourself in trouble to support this. But if you can spare a few quid, it is really helpful. And it feeds our kids. Thank you very much indeed. 0203 286 6370. James is on the line.
Hiya, James.
Now then, how's it going, guys?
It's going very well, James. How's it going for you? By the way, thank you, Jen. Thank you, Rix. How's it going for you?
Yeah, it's all right. Well, I didn't want to believe my dad has been stealing from his new job on the roadworks, but when I went home, all the signs were there. I mean, was that a flop? Have you not got a sound effect for that? No.
That was good. I enjoyed that. I actually enjoyed that.
We will let that one go, so to speak.
All right. I actually enjoyed that. I did wonder, are you high on drugs now?
No. I've just finished work. I actually, when I chatted to you the other day, I played it back to myself and tried to listen to what I was saying and try and be as impartial as I could. And I just sounded like a guy in absolute denial. And I've been reflecting on it the last day and that. And I did manage to actually say to myself that I'm an addict and I am, and that's okay. And I wish I could have just admitted that 15 years ago and started the process of, right, I need to look at how to manage that now. Do you know what I mean? It was really interesting to hear myself back and hear myself. You don't often get to view yourself in denial, which was really, really helpful for me. So I want to say thank you for that, guys.
You are a very self-aware young man.
People say that.
And that is, sometimes it's a curse. But more often than that, it's an absolute blessing. And well done for listening back. Was it uncomfortable to listen back?
Yeah, and a little bit. Yeah, I don't like my own voice sometimes. But what was really interesting was hearing...
Yeah.
I'll let that one slide. I'm a bit upset that Castock jumped in and defended me, but it's all right, Cass, don't worry. You sit back.
You wear your Halloween costume.
No, it's fine. You sit there. Don't worry. But, reading some of the responses in the chat while I was speaking, because obviously I didn't read them while I was actually on the phone.
Oh, God, it's a big mistake. Don't do that.
Well, actually, a lot of people were actually encouraging me, and some of them were saying... that themselves admitting they were addicts.
Yeah.
And
it was a lot. Yeah.
Just the whole thing. If that wasn't me on the phone, I was watching it and listening to someone else, I would have said exactly what everyone else was saying. Like, well, actually, you need to really look at this word addiction and what it means to you. And I have. And it don't mean everything's great enough for going to the sunset by no means. But I think actually it's progress that I didn't have a couple of days ago. So I'm really grateful for that.
I mean, what do I know? But it feels to me like by saying it, by naming it, then you're partway there to sort of addressing it. If you don't name it, then how do you know what it is you're dealing with?
Don't we just love Cass' contributions when she pipes up? It's great, isn't it? It's great.
And silence was the reply.
Okay. Well, I'll leave you to it before I flop the call, because otherwise it's been quite pleasant. So I'll end on a high note.
Oh, James.
Well, sorry.
Maybe less of a high.
I thought you were going to end on a high note.
On that note, goodbye, guys.
Goodbye. Nigel from Maidstone has left a message.
Oh, God, we've told him, though.
It's Count Dracula here. Coming to get you all, Count Dracula. Yes. Coming to get Ian and Catherine. Yes. Count Dracula.
I don't know what made me think that was Nigel.
Hello.
Bubble production.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.